But we were talking about sports psychology two segments ago. Well, who better to have on the program than our official sports psychologist? He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas. He's a prolific author. Welcome to the studios, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Thank
good morning.
You, Junior.
Happy New Year, Doctor.
Happy New Year to you guys. This is the first time I've talked to you in the New Year, correct?
Yes, it is, correct.
It is.
Look you there. Ah, we were also just talking about coffee.
Were you really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I have 40 cups of coffee a day. I love coffee. And I like mine strong and black and late at night, just like Craig. I heard him say that a little bit earlier.
Yes, right. Not about late at night. I like in the morning, but good.
Oh, a little morning, huh? A little morning action.
Is that unusual with coffee?
Oh, coffee. Oh, no, not at all. I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
And I grind my own. Do you grind your own?
Yes, I've started to do that when I have time.
As a matter of fact, I've often thought about branching out and starting my own coffee shop, a little cafe.
Ah, be a good idea.
Yes. Even picked out the name and everything. I think it'll be a huge success.
What are you going to call it?
Black Beaners. Is that not?
Yeah, you may want to rethink that title. I think it works. I like it.
What's wrong with the title? I didn't understand. But also, I wanted to come in here and take a little bit of it.
What?
I wanted to come in here and take a little bit of it. The importance of the mind in spurts.
Yes, we were just talking about the mind in spurts.
In what?
Sports.
That's what I said.
Right. Yeah.
He did not say that.
No, I did. He was kind
of
mocking you.
No, Craig said spurts. I said spurts.
Let's just move on because I'm anxious.
Please, let's move on.
Since you're a sports psychologist, I'm really anxious to hear your thoughts on this topic.
Craig, thank you so much for asking me. Meditation is so important, and a lot of spurts athletes don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're made up of two parts or components.
Mm-hmm.
One being the mind and the other being the bitty.
The bitty?
The bitty.
The bitty?
The part below the neck.
The body.
Yes.
Yes.
And a lot of times athletes really train what you would call the body.
You would call the body.
But they ignore the mind, and the mind controls the bitty.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's why I have started a whole program, and I work with the Mavericks a lot. Cuban and I do a lot of work together.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh. And so does Trix. And what we're doing is we're leading athletes through meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's great.
And it is. It's wonderful. And you can really feel the difference. You can feel it working on you. And if you would like, I would kind of give you a guided meditation.
Sure.
To see what a lot of these speech athletes are going through in my program.
Yeah. That would be great because we've never actually experienced your program.
My what?
Your program.
I think you're saying program.
What kind of weird voice is that? Am I right, B1s? Thank you. All right. So let's kind of go through this here. First of all, I want both of you to close your eyes.
Okay.
All right. Eyes are closed.
Just relax. Okay, I want you to clear
your mind.
Time
to relax while you're talking.
When you listen to the sound of my voice.
Okay.
Yes.
Clear your mind. Clear our what?
Clear your mind.
Our mind.
Let the thoughts drift by like fluffy clouds on a day when clouds are in the sky. Relax all your muscles. Let's start with the muscles in your feet. Feel them relax.
Okay.
Now the calf muscles. Feel them go loose and relax and filled with warmth and light. Now the legs and the thighs. Now the groin.
All right. I'm not feeling anything anyway.
Dr. Maxwell?
I can't relax with you doing that noise.
Let me massage your shoulders, George.
No.
Feel
Stop.
The tension releasing. Feel the tension releasing. Oh, good God.
All right. I can't relax with you making that noise. Jeez.
I'm terribly sorry.
Dr. Maxwell,
for a moment
that was not
there.
Relaxing.
You're,
It was working for a while. I was relaxing, but then
it was working all too well for me.
You seemed to lose control.
I did. I'm sorry. Can we just get to a couple of books that I'd like to prove?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I have one here. This is a book for cowboy fans. It's called Lowering the Bar. Even I Can't Remember Those Three Super Bowls by Jay Jones. With a foreword by M. Vanderbeek.
Well, that's odd.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anyone followed college football this year.
Yes, we did. I think a lot of people did, actually.
This is called My Story by Jameis Winston as told to Chili Davis.
Interesting.
Yes.
You know, yesterday was
Chili's...
pictures
by Bill Bates.
Oh, okay.
You know, yesterday was Chili's birthday, and I know you've co-authored hundreds of books with him.
I have. We've written over 312 books together.
Did you celebrate together?
As a matter of fact, we did get together for a little late lunch, but it was
coffee.
A week ago. It was a week ago that we did that. We couldn't get together on his birthday.
I don't know much about
but
him.
But I did give him his birthday spankings, and I think he loved it.
I bet.
Although he punched me.
So he's not gay like you?
Craig, what are you doing?
Bitch!
Do it again. Every time.
I feel so bad.
Well, you should. And the next time he comes in here, you shouldn't.
I beg you, Emmett!
See, he's okay.
I guess. There goes Dr. Carlton Maxwell. It's 8:50 here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket.